that you need to know. And I'm very eager to learn, you know, everything. Being out here, getting a weekend to get familiar with all the different sets and formations, that definitely helped me out. And from there, it's just learning it and then being able to play fast.
Those first couple whiteboard sessions then, were your head kind of spinning a little bit?
Not too much. Pre-draft process, I was able to sit down with Coach Rogers and get some of this install in, you know, get it pretty sharp. So it wasn't too bad.
How important is the next 9 or 10 days before OTA starts to really kind of get keyed in into the playbook?
Oh, it's very important. You know, I'm going to use these 9, 10 days to really, meet with my coach individually, you know, be able to understand that, you know, these guys that are about to getting ready to come back for OTAs know their stuff. So I need to be on that level and be able to separate myself.
We heard from a very vociferous Dante Jackson. You seem a little quieter than Dante.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely more quieter. I'm more reserved. You know, I'm kind of like I take this really serious, man. It's a job, and I've always dreamed of being here. He always tells me to lighten up, man. But I'm gonna let him be that energy and that talker that he is, man. He gives me a big boost, and you know, we already have a really good relationship. So
what will your trademark be?
I mean, it'll just be playing infectious ball when I step on the field. Just influencing others by my play and how, you know, I communicate. They'll see the type of energy I bring.
We talked to you about this on draft night, I think, but the idea of coming to a team that's got what looks like some opportunities on the back end, how motivating is that, and how fired up are you about that?
It's very motivating, you know, coming into a place that says you have an opportunity. Really, that's all you need is an opportunity. I know there's guys that's already here in the back end, and you know, like I said, everything that I'm doing right now throughout this process is trying to separate myself, trying to be able to develop a relationship with the guys in the back end and all over the defense, and just be able to be able to get used to the verbiage and the sets.
What will the next few weeks be like for you? Found a place to stay, or what's it like moving to your first NFL job?
It's kind of new. Everything's in the works right now. Just not really have a place to stay, not really any transportation, man. But it's good to be out here and being able to play ball. I mean, I love ball, and I'm good where I'm at right now.
How are you getting around?
Well, we actually are staying in the residence inn, a couple feet away, so.
You know, if you look around town, they have all these bikes that you can, like, swipe your card and ride.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that'd be a pretty good investment, you know. If I'm not staying too far, I could ride a bike. But you know, usually, you know, as an NFL guy, you like to pull up to work, you know.
So how have you been getting to work?
Oh, I've been walking.
Yeah.
I've been walking. So.
People recognize you yet?
Not yet. But there's a process to that, man. You got to make your name for yourself first.
All good. Appreciate it.